Let's go now to a vertical arts colony. It's a building on a prime block in downtown Chicago. Originally built for the Studebaker Carriage Company more than a century ago, and most of its maintenance staff has worked there for decades. Producer David Schulman starts outside the Chicago Fine Arts Building and takes us on an audio tour with the people who know the building best.
It's a beautiful building with all the stone columns that go up and down the building all the way up or halfway up. And there are carvings, which is befitting a fine arts building. It really looks the part. Hey, how are you, man? My name's Dave Taylor. I'm the assistant concertmaster of the Chicago Symphony. I've been in the orchestra now for about 38 years. The symphony is just a 5-minute walk north of here. And that's ideal for us because a lot of the violin dealers are in this building.
What happened? No paper?
No paper.
Okay, we have to go and get the paper for the bathroom on the sixth floor. My name is Barbara Satora. I work in Fine Art Building for maintenance group. I spend more time in this building than in my own home. Yep. That's what I hear when I came here the first time. I had no idea what this building is about. And I thought, if there is a music, I'm going to be fine in here. That's how I decided to stay a little bit, 22 years right now.
My name is Oliver Camacho, and I am headed up to Studio 721, which is known as the Lieder Stube. It gets very crowded with people that are hankering to sing, myself included.
Everybody face the other way. I'm going to get changed.
Okay. You walk in, and like it's a little bit dingy, but it can also be seductive that you walk in and you hear all of a sudden a cello playing, or you go down the hall and then there's somebody practicing a vocalese.
This is Vacek Kalata, one of the best elevator operators in Fine Art Building, driving elevator number one. So he is having very good relationship with his elevator. Tell Vacek when the elevator is not working well. What is it? The sound?
Noise.
When it runs.
Music elevator.
Music elevator.
Winda jak się trzęsie dużo, tłucze. Yeah. Trzeba stapnąć. It's lots of secrets, yeah.
Many secrets. But Vacek has been, how long? 22 years?
23. 23, this year, yeah.
23 years he drives the elevator in this building.
Year, yeah.
We're going to four.
Fourth floor.
Thank you. I'm Heather Gary. I am a corseteer in the Fine Arts Building. Right now we're in my studio with my sewing machines and my musical neighbors. Everybody comes in for a course, and it's people from all different walks of life, men, women, housewives, dominatrixes. To do a fitting, a person has to get pretty close to nude, and being an old building, it does get a little chilly in here.
Let's take an elevator. Is the elevator making sounds, Vacek?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You see this side, another side? It's crash, somebody. High, elevator like up, same the Dow. Tenzo.
Who's that? It wouldn't matter who you named, Itzhak Perlman, Pinky Zukerman, any of the great violinists who are out there today, they've all spent time in this room at Bein & Fouchy. Sometimes they call me up, not because they think I'm going to buy anything, but they know I like looking at it. And of course, that's sometimes dangerous and expensive, like walking into a Ferrari dealership, especially when they say, hey, here are the keys. Would you like to take it around the block? See that? It's a Strat. One of two that are in the shape of a guitar. Hey, man.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
How's the Strat sounding?
Good.
Great.
My name is Joe Bine. My father, Robert, is one of the founders of this place, along with Jeffrey Fushi.
So that should be brand new strings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this week. This is a very famous violin and one of the most recognizable instruments that Stradivari ever made. It's one of three that Josh Bell's concertized on.
That's a very resonant fiddle. It's rich. It's very beautiful. I never played a bad Stradivari. They're always pretty amazing. Of course, now they're tremendously expensive. There are a few of the great Stradivari and Guarneri that are up around the $18-20 million range. Most of us who are orchestra players, we can't even dream about that. But
it's funny. I mean, I guess now that you think about it, there are things that have passed through here that exceed the value of the building.
Isn't that amazing?
And our total inventory is a multiple of the value of the building.
This is Barbara again.
Yep.
I was born in Poland. I went to Krakow and I studied violin and viola. Previous owner needed a Polish-speaking supervisor because elevator operators were speaking Polish, and that's how I came to this building. Look. When people are here, they feel like something is happening in their mind. They can feel this experience as somebody who was here 100 years ago. Every day is a different day in this building.
That's Barbara Satora, along with Chicago Symphony violinist Dave Taylor, and a few other people you can find riding the elevators of Chicago's Fine Arts Building. That piece came to us from independent producer and violinist David Schulman.